بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate.
الرحمن,
the merciful one.
علم القرآن,
has taught the Quran.
خلق الإنسان,
has created man.
علمه البيان,
and has taught him articulate speech.
الشمس والقمر بحسبان,
the sun and the moon follow a reckoning.
والنجم والشجر يسجدان,
and the stars and the trees all prostrate themselves. And the stars and the trees all prostrate themselves. That is, the entire universe is bound in obedience to God. Nothing, not even the sun and the moon, nor the stars and trees, may deviate from this, even by as much as a hair's breadth.
والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان,
and he has raised up the heaven and has set a balance. And he has raised up the heaven and has set a balance. Almost all Quranic commentators have interpreted the word mizan, balance, used here to signify justice. As for the words set the balance, they have been interpreted to mean that God made justice embrace the entire universe.
أَلَّا تَطَغَوْا فِي الْمِيزَانِ,
that you may not transgress in the balance.
وَأَقِيمُوا الْوَزْنَ بِالْقِسْطِ وَلَا تُخْسِرُوا الْمِيزَانِ,
but weigh things equitably and skimp not in the balance. But weigh things equitably and skimp not in the balance. The thrust of the statement is that since man lives in a balanced universe, one whose entire system is based on justice, he too should adhere to justice. For if he acts unjustly within the sphere in which he has been granted choice, it will be discordant with the very grain of the universe. And he has set up the earth for all beings. Therein are fruit and palm trees with their dates in sheaths.
وَالْحَبُّ ذُو الْعَصْفِ وَالرَّيْحَانِ,
and a variety of corn with both husk and grain.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ,
which of the bounties of your Lord will you twain, you men and jinn, then deny? Which of the bounties of your Lord will you twain? The word used here is Allah, which forms part of the refrain that occurs again and again in this surah. Instead of strictly adhering to one equivalent of this word, we have translated it variously depending on the context in which this word occurs. Thus, sometimes we have used the word wonders for the word Allah, verse 16. On other occasions, we have used favors, verse 25, and also laudable attributes, verse 30.
خلق الإنسان من صلصال كالفخار,
he has created man from dry rotten clay like the potters.
وخلق الجان من مارج من نار,
and has created the jinn from the flame of fire.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ,
which of the wonders of your Lord's power will you twain, you men and jinn, then deny?
رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقَيْنِ وَرَبُّ الْمَغْرِبَيْنِ,
Lord of the two easts and of the two wests is he. Lord of the two easts and of the two wests is he.
The expression, Lord of the two easts and of the two wests, possibly means the two points of sunrise and the two points of sunset on the shortest and longest days in winter and summer. Another possible meaning could be the easts and the wests of the two hemispheres of the earth.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ.
Which of the powers of your Lord will you twain, you men and jinn, then deny?
مَرَجَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ يَلْتَقِيَانِ.
He unleashed the two seas so that they merged together.
بَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزَخٌ لَا يَبْغِيَانِ.
And yet there is a barrier between them which they may not overstep.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ.
Which of the wonders of your Lord will you twain, you men and jinn, then deny?
يَخْرُجُ مِنْهُمَا اللُّؤْلُؤُ وَالْمَرْجَانِ.
From these seas come forth pearls and coral.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ.
Which of the wonders of your Lord's power will you twain, you men and jinn, then deny?
وَلَهُ الْجَوَارِ الْمُنْشَآتُ فِي الْبَحْرِ كَالْأَعْلَامِ.
His are the ships towering on the sea like mountains.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ.
Which of the favors of your Lord will you twain, you men and jinn, then deny?